Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
11 minutes now to 5 o'clock. A very good morning to you. Thank you so much. We continue with our discussion this morning. And, you know, as we talk about South Africa, we have to talk about recycling. I mean, in our country, only 20% is recycled annually. And this means that 80% of our recyclable waste ends up at landfill sites. And we know that already Johannesburg landfill sites are filling up quickly. So Donna Murray Noble, the communications manager at Ampac Recycling, joins you this morning to tell you why. You know, our numbers are so low and what we can actually do to change this issue. Donna, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Donna, with so many waste collectors that, I mean, we're seeing pushing, you know, their waste to be recycled on the roads. Why are we still talking about numbers that are this low?
Well, to be honest with you, I think we're in a country where the importance of recycling hasn't quite just hit home with consumers, in all honesty. We talk about the fact that there are a number of benefits when it comes to recycling, one of them being the environmental benefit. And if you see that we're running out of landfill space so very quickly, one would actually think that consumers would be a bit more involved and have a bit of impetus to actually want to recycle a bit more. So it's still early days. It's still about getting that awareness out, that drive out. The fact that if you don't recycle, we're going to be sitting with a very huge problem in South Africa in a very short period of time.
And I mean, I would imagine you guys as Ampact are actively involved in this and making the public aware. Where do we start? How are you guys doing it?
Well, the easiest way to start is actually just to encourage each and every person living in their house right at this point in time to just start separating your recyclables from your rubbish. It's actually as simple as that. It sounds like, wow, you know, like where do you come from with this logic? But you think if you don't fill that big wheelie bin of yours every single week, if you actually separate out the recyclables and if you even just leave them in a bag on your pavement for your collectors, how much good you will actually be doing because you will be taking away material from going to landfill. And that's what we work with as South Africa's leading paper recycler. We need the materials before they go to landfill, before they get contaminated. And, you know, the guys like your collectors are actually doing everyone a big favor. They are walking far distances. They are separating the materials. They're taking it through to a buyback center. They're getting paid for it. They're ensuring that the material actually doesn't end up on a landfill site.
I would imagine, though, exactly what you've just said now, I can already see someone going, oh, you have to sort these things out. How do I know which is which?
The easiest way to do it is actually not to panic that there's all these grades. And I think often there's a discussion that, sure, there's so many grades of plastic. What we do is we separate, firstly, paper. And paper's easily. You've got your cereal boxes, you've got your egg cartons, your toilet roll cords, your long-life milk and juice cartons. That is the easiest grade to actually sort out in a house. And then secondly, plastic. And you don't necessarily have to sort out all the grades of plastic. You can just put them separate to one side. And you'll see very quickly, if you even take the moment to chat to a collector on the street, he will know what the different grades are. He will know how to actually sort them out. And you find if you just sort out those two things out of a house, already you're making quite a big tangible difference. And it's really not as technical as it sounds.
And to you just joining us at about 7 minutes now to 5 o'clock. Good morning to you. You are chatting to Donna Murray Noble, who is the Ampact Recycling's communications manager, talking to you about recycling. Hey, listen, whether you want to hear it or not, you have to hear it that we are killing our planet and we need to start doing something about it. And so just Donna here to tell us a little bit more of what you can do as a citizen. How do you start recycling? 021-446-0567. How did you start recycling? Would love to hear from you. And so, Donna, I mean, we talk to ordinary South Africans. You're saying it's simple. Start with the basics and all of that. Are there places where I can go to? So, for example, can I come to Ampact? I don't know. Their website and find the information that I need. Where do I go?
Absolutely. So the easiest way to get the information is to visit our website, which is impactrecycling.co.za. And you'll see there's contact details there. Also, all of our branches. We've got a number of branches countrywide, including and Durban. And if branches if people would like to get paid for their recyclable paper plastic, and that they can bring it through to us. Obviously, we also run a number of programs which will benefit, for example, the schools and the communities, where we actually place our green paper domes. Schools collect the recyclables, and they actually get paid for the recyclables every year. So that's quite important as well from a fundraising perspective. But as I said, all the information is on our website, which is recycling.co.za.
I don't know if you can search there. Sorry, though, I don't know if you're moving around or something, but you keep breaking when you're giving that website.
Oh, shame. Sorry. Yeah. It's Impact Recycling, MPACT, recycling.co.za.
All right. And before I let you go, you know, in the circles of recycling, I've often heard that they talk about the three R's. What is that?
It's reduce, reuse, and recycle. So if you can't reduce the amount of packaging you're utilizing, you must reuse it. So you see other ways in the household. Maybe you reuse a glass bottle for something. Otherwise, ensure it gets recycled. And that's what we do at the end of the day. We process over 600,000 tons of material per year. And we do it because we have consumers and collectors and industry involved with the recycling process.
I tell you what, I don't know if there's already a song about it, but this is my idea to you and companies like you. I can already see my daughter singing a song with those three words: reduce, reuse, recycle. I think maybe we should create a song, don't you think, Donna, for the young ones?
Very good idea.
I think we should start with that. My daughter can sing that. Donna, listen, thank you so much for joining us. Just before we let you go, any parting words to the Cape Talk community then?
I think, guys, just get it involved. Get started, you know. It lies on you. We're a generation now of recyclers coming through. And motivate your children, because at the end of the day, it's their planet.
All right, I'll tell you what, Donna. Rafiq said I must put my head on the block here. He said, because I've suggested the song now, we must actually try and record something. So maybe, I don't know, Friday we'll have a small song.
Brilliant. I'm looking forward to it.
Cheers. Donna, chat to you soon. Thank you so much to you listening at home. Donna Murray-Noble, Ampact Recycling's Communications Manager. Hey, what do you think about that? A song about reduce, reuse, and recycle. Hey, send us a voice note. If you're at home, you've got your son, your daughter in the car, your nephew, your niece, whatever, maybe it's you. Send us a voice note where you compose a song with the reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Okay. I'm stopping now.